holding you down and keeping you on point. Breakdown FM, the only station in the nation that's down by law.
This guy is a bulldozer with a wrecking ball attached. He'll leave a ring around your eye and tread marks on your back. He's an animal. He's hungry. You ain't been hungry since Supreme Clientele. Remember what you first told me when I took you in. You wanted to be a fighter. You wanted to be a killer.
New York,
you wanted
stand
to
up.
Be the champ.
Scott, you boy in the booth.
Matter of fact, I don't want you in my gym.
About to take
get
New York
out of my ring.
Godzilla bankroll, stones from Sierra Leone. Yo, I ain't got it all. That means I'm barely home. Trailblazers, stay ballin' with vengeance. My odds is crafty darts. Why y'all stuck on Laffy Taffy wondering? Yeah, how did y'all get past me? I've been doing this before Nas dropped it nasty. My waddles, I did them up. Them bits, I sent them up. My raps, I bit them up. For that, now stick them up. 10-4, good buddy Tone got his money up. Worth million, still back. Your bitch looking for me. What y'all staring at? The angel with death. Lying, lying, pants on fire, you burning up like David Koresh. This is architect music, verbal street opera, proper tech man, flowing. I dropped open indeed, I ran through the tunnel, terrorized speed. That's when I was still in the jungle, slinging that D.
Get out my face, don't need no, you got no more. Don't need no heads, been messing up my corner. And you're banging that bad look off your face, before I knock it off. Hey fool, you ready for another beating? You should have never came back.
Morocco, gorilla medallions like Flavor Flav clock, yo. Swarm me dead, but they scared to step to me. Rip they guts out like a hysterectomy. When beef collide, look on the flip by the penitentiary kite. I get you pumped off from the inside. Jaws is hanging, frauds is left in they drawers on the floor complaining. Bird ass resemble Keenan Ivory Wayne and stay in your place. Dirtborn rappers get shadow boxed for training. Y'all still eating bacon.
Get now while you can. Don't get it, sucker, no statue. Give him guns. I told you. Your shot, now give me mine. No, I can tell these next folks why you've been ducking me. Politics, man, this country wants to keep me there. Better want me to have a title, cause I'm not a puppet like that fool up there. Ask this woman, she get more pipe from the plumbing than in bed. I'm the champ.
I'm like the douche with diamonds, cutting spades on the glass table. Half a mil on my left angle, terry cloth, guest shorts. Rose is comfortable, bring me a nice. That means I'm with you. My swag is Mick Jagger. Stones is Roman prestige. Is cut to a T-spark. With up. The gold leaf is slightly damp. Sprouting in the backyard next to Grand Duke tomato plants. And jets get charted. Marquee with the cars on it. The haters, they Earl run to the toilet and vomit. Back east, summer MC King. Since Cuban, pretty tone, Iron Man. Bulletproof is supreme. Kofi on double deuce in the jeans. My man Shake was on the floor with the mother load. Both of the green. IBF, WBC. Cruiserweight title shots, rap belts belong to DC.
Cause I am bad. I said I am bad. I'm a bad man. I'm so bad. Sometimes I scares myself. Sometimes I look in the mirror, I wanna kiss myself. I'm so pretty.
Sitting in front of me right now is a legend. He's been in the game for a real long time, but he's still maintaining. The one and only Tony Sparks, a.k.a. Ghost. Did I say Tony Sparks? See, man, I apologize, man. See, this is what happens, man. You sit in front of legends, you get nervous, man. But we're talking about the one and only Ghostface, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling right now, you know what I mean? Promoting this album, Fish Scale, doing it big, you know what I mean? It's out and it's just dropped in stores right now. Getting ready to just, you know, just finish mashing out these shows, real, just on the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you've been really putting it down on the West Coast. You know, a lot of people up in the Bay was talking about you really did your thing. I seen you last night. I mean, what has changed for you over the years of first starting out with Wu and getting in the game, when it was just a whole different era, a whole different time to now?
Yeah, you know, Wu is like, you're around a bunch of greats, and at the same time, you know, it's a lot of us, you know what I mean? But it's a lot, excuse me, it's a lot different when you on your own, you know what I mean? It's like you don't got nobody to really hold your hand, and it's like, you know, you got to go out. It's like becoming a man, you know what I mean? From coming from Wu-Tang. But, you know, and learning the business and on your own, making your own decisions about your own album, how you want your album to sound, and you know what I mean, and what direction you gonna go with it, you know what I mean? It's like becoming a man, like being on your own, man, and living on your own.
You know, one of the things that I noticed, like when watching your shows, compared to a lot of other cats, you know, today, it seems like you have your chops there. You know, there's a certain type of energy, like you know how to really engage the crowd, and it seems like, I don't know if it was because you were in a group like Wu-Tang where everybody was great and made you step it up, or if people just got lazy over the years.
I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like I always had a lot of soul and emotion in me, and like throughout the years, I learned how to mingle with the crowd. You know what I mean? I when you first come in, it's like you don't know what to do because it's like, you know, just a bunch of people there. You know what I mean? And I know how a lot of brothers, I like to get ahead and try to get the crowd on my side, you know. Like I know brothers that get the mic and just stand there and rhyme all day without even walking from side to side, and you know, just like nothing, but the crowd want to be able to feel you, and that's what I like to bring to the table. I like to bring some feeling and emotion, like to try to just grab them and let them feel what I feel while I'm doing it, you know what I mean? If I can't catch them even with the words or whatever, you know what I mean? But I know I catch them with the words, so I like to give them best of both worlds, give them my energy and my vocal.
You know, one thing about a lot of when you come out with an album, it's almost like an event. People are like listening to it almost to pick up a different theme, pick up a different vibe. And, you know, from the five that you put out, what is Fish Scales kind of representing? What can we expect when we listen to this?
When you listen to it compared to a lot of music today, you know what I mean? It's refreshing, you know what I mean? As far as the sound, you know what I'm saying? You know, the game changed drastically since when I had came out, you know what I mean, with Wu. And you know, just the same old Ghostface, man, you know what I mean? It's like they say, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. And I just do what I do. I just, you know, went with a lot of underground producers and MF Doom, J Dilla, Pete Rock, Just Blaze, and you know, Mars and Lewis Parker, you know, from out in Europe. It's, you know, and I just wanted just to bring a nice vibe to the mainly when I do albums, it's more based on the vibe. That's it.
Then I seen something real big, sky blue and gold with white walls, behind a large city that was lost before Christ walked the walk. Upon the waters is so bright, every time we got close, the mermaid held on tight. All I heard was Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahi Adaman Rahim, a large scream that we heard from afar. Everyone saluted in the world's banging, his minds got crowded in with life that I can't explain. They said, sir, yes, I'm glad you came, greeted me with Quran Mars and Taurus prayed. After that, we said amen.
WBRKD. Breakdown FM. Where we break down news, views, and the hip-hop movement.
Well, you know, the other thing that stands out about Ghostface is a lot of women really dig you. I mean, last night, just to say, man, I'm going to meet Ghostface, they was throwing panties at me and everything. No, but I mean, no, seriously, there was like women came to see you specifically, and it's like with the Wu, it always seems like it was you or Meth. So how do you deal with that, and what's that like? Because normally cats had it, really have them fiery lyrics and what have you. You don't expect them to have that sex symbol vibe.
It's all good because I'm here for women too, you know what I mean? So, you know, and if they go ahead and dig my joints, or I might do a joint like I got with Neo back like that, or All I Got Is You, or, you know, it's like, you know, I want to appeal to everybody, you know what I mean? Men, female, you know, child, you know what I mean? From all races, from all sides of the board, you know what I mean? And it's love to see more women, and that's like, as I grow in my music, I'm gonna start doing music for more women, you know what I mean? Because through our women, you know what I mean, to me, they could help us reach the babies more quicker than what a lot of men do, because there's not a lot of men in the households nowadays, you know what I mean? A lot of single women. So I got to start just go ahead and, you know, throwing a little darts for them too.
You know, one of the things that was interesting, and this is what I was kind of leading to with my my question, was the fact that you actually stopped the show and did a whole thing, talked about the music, the soul music, and what it was like, you know, when you was coming up, said you was a 70s baby and grew up with this type of thing, and a lot of women really felt that. And I guess the thing is like, why would, you know, a lot of artists today that come with that street style, they don't seem to take that chance to show a certain type of vulnerability, I guess.
I don't know. It's, you know, it's like I'm not afraid to express my, you know, what I feel inside, you know. And you know, I just, when I see my shows, you know, I got shows in my head that's lined up that one day, you know what I mean, I could probably be on Broadway and do what I do. But I'm not afraid to express, you know, what I feel. I like to have different things on stage, whatever I can create, whatever I can see in my mind, you know what I mean. And I don't know why a lot of brothers, you know, even you know, maybe the swag is not there, or they're afraid to let it go, because they might see it and don't know how to let it go. Because, you know, you do get caught up in that sometimes. They don't know which way to go or how to do it. You might come with a nice idea. But I really can't tell you, man. This is just me. It goes easy with me because I am a soul baby. You know what I mean? I grew up off a lot of old music and stuff like that. And I just like to put that out there, man. You know what I mean? And through my music.
This is for all my women. They've been going through the struggle on welfare. Living a rough life, it's gonna be alright. Yes, yes, sir. Tell me, girl. That's right. This is how we gonna do it. I want you to explain your story. Let me tell you mine.
Hustling, striving, struggling, surviving. Mama, mama, never realizing that you are a diamond. Mama, mama, through the sun or the rain, through the pain, I'ma hold you down. Hold you down. Through the good and the bad times, I got love for you. The stress and the heartache, so much love for you.
It's not a difference, boo. It's real life. Yo, it's not your mama's fault, it's your father's fault. It's your father's fault, your mother is an alcoholic. Confusing the brain from the bulls and the pain. And plus he cheated on her, beat it on her, smacked dead in the rain. She lost her first child in 74, and that led to nervous breakdowns. Bacardi dark, she down in the drawer, she can't take it. She constantly crying, falling down on her knees, like, help me Lord please, I'm ready to leave. All she needed was somebody to rub her feet, give her a nice hug and rescue her from off these streets. Come on.
Struggling, surviving, mama, mama, never realizing that you are a diamond.
I've been sent by an angel to snatch you up, take you way above the clouds and back you up. At night, you can lay in my arms, feel a heartbeat and dawn status in the sheets. I'm keeping you warm. Ain't no nigga gonna do what I do. I'ma take care of you and your kids. Take the bet and go handle your biz. The bills just paid, the cable's back on. I cook. You know the C's want they Nickelodeon on. I'm not ashamed to sport you, floss you or gloss you out. Fast skinny out of shape, I'll Dior you out. In the hood, there's a struggle. My girl is in trouble. She's lacking guidance in her mind. She's blinded and puzzled. Her pops never showed her the ropes. Her mom's raised mad kids on her own. She never had a strong man in her home.
Talking with the one and only Ghostface. And let me ask you, you know, when we look at the music that comes out today, with the exception of maybe somebody like Kanye, it seems like there's an absence of the soul. And what do you think that's about?
Because there's a whole new generation of fans of fans coming up, you know. And when I was coming up, like 18, when I was 18, you know what I mean, I know a lot of us, you know, because I had my first child at 18, so I'm just using the me as an example. I know that as a parent, not without excluding me, but I know that there's other 18-year-olds that was coming up having babies around that time that wasn't even playing that type of music around their children. You feel me? So it skipped. It's like it skipped them. It's like it's gone. You know what I mean? But when I was a baby, my parents was playing that. You know what I mean? It's like nowadays at the 18-year-olds, we were just out there. Now we naming our babies Tameek and Takesha and all that. Everything just changed. You know what I mean? But like, and we was running wild in the streets around that time. It was really no control. That's when the parents really stopped controlling the children. You know what I mean? And I think that was like around in the late 80s or whatever, when the drugs came in and everything. And that also stopped the children from knowing who God was. Because, you know, nowadays, because we didn't want to go to church. So when we got that grown like that, it was like, yo, and no babies don't go. You don't even take your kids to church. So everything is just shut down. You know what I mean? From what I see. You know what I mean? The babies. And that's how come there's, you know, everything is all off balance now. With seeds, the babies yelling back at you, and this and that, and the third, and they're not listening, they robbing and stealing, because there's no guidance. You know what I mean? And I remember my father and them wasn't there like that for me. You know what I mean? Not even the stepfathers that was in the crib that my mother had, other boyfriends. You know what I mean? So, you know, and it'd be a time like that. So now what I'm scared of like, all the Kissing After Dark commercials and all that stuff like that, I'm scared that if something happened to them, where the soul music is gone? Because I don't know every soul record. You know what I mean? It's like once that's gone, it's gone. But these people keep forgetting that we get our music, even sampling, the way we make music nowadays, from them old records. We don't sample new records. You know what I mean? And these new records that they putting out nowadays, even the old groups that's putting out new records, they don't sound like how it was back in the days. So it's it could get a little funky out here, man.
The bus stopped and I heard a voice behind me say, "Hi, baby." Oh, I just fell off apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time.
So pretty. so.
That's right.
Has
I tell you
right? She sound crazy, right?
Yes. This what happened at the bus stop. She turned around and this grown lady said hi. I was quite stunned from the way she replied. Peace, nice to meet ya, sweetie. Call me Tony Stark's ghost if you like to. Mind if I invite ya over for some red wine? Nice Barry White, huh? She pulled out a cigarette. Here's a lighter. Her voice was a slow jam, full length white mink. Hella fine with a beauty mark on her right cheek. When she spoke, her smoke floated when it left her throat. Spelled honey when she blew it out. It turned the water word. I was infatuated. She put the perfume to her neck and sprayed it. Plus the bottle was nickel plated. It make a young girl steez, yo, feel outdated. And know the married chicks shopping with they mans hated. One stone on her finger was green. Maybelline cover girl lipstick. Plump color fingertips. Revlon face blush. 056. The ashes was hanging off a stove, so she flicked it. Damn, had to bundle up. I caught goosebumps. Plus the wind chill factor had dropped. Here the bus come. I never rush one. Here, take my number, miss. I live alone. Her face fell when I dropped the chrome. Damn, can I have your number?
You know, one of the things that really also stands out about you, we're talking with Ghostface, is your MC skills. You know, first of all, man, you know, do you practice? You know, when Ghostface is in his room, are you sitting in the mirror going over lines? I mean, how do you maintain your skills and have the skill level of the artists that are out today? Have they risen or have they dropped?
I mean, nowadays, I need more practice. I need practice because I'm not really practicing that much. And, you know, I find myself getting stuck and all that. And sometimes it takes me a long time to write a song. It depends on what zone I'm in. You know what I mean? Sometimes I could just see it and it'll be coming. You know what I mean? Or if I like it so much, it'll, you know what I mean? Even if I do like it so much, sometimes it'll be hard to get ahead because I don't want to mess up the story. You know what I mean? So, but no, I don't be in the mirror doing what I used to do that when I was younger. 25 and doing all that stuff like that. But now that I'm much older, it's like, you know, I take more time and you know, just try to, and don't get me wrong, every rhyme is not a good rhyme to me. You know what I mean? You know, and I could hear other people better lines that came up my mouth from other people. But I just try to do me over, you know, what sounds right to me though. But I need more practice. I don't practice that much. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to practice. If I practice, it's going to go into something else crazy. But that's what I'm going to do when I start, like, getting my little times after the road is over and all that. Start writing, like, even the beats I don't like, just start writing them just to have them there in my book. Just to, you know what I mean? Because, you know, when you exercise your art, you definitely get better.
Well, you know, off the Fish Scales album, you know, pick a couple of songs that you really want people to pay attention to and let us know, like, the things that we should really listen for. You know, there's got to be a couple of songs that you just really brought the heat.
Like my Strap for my man Jay Dilla, Shaky Dog, you know what I mean? That was a nice 3-minute story without stopping. Even Crack Spot, that's number, I think, 10 or 9. But Strap is number one. But then when you get down to like Underwater, like around, I think it might be number 20, 21, something like that. It's called Underwater with me and the mermaids and all that. And at the end of the song, we wound up at the mosque praying. You know, these are just different topics that I could go in, you know what I mean, and talk about and where it really shows my MC skill. Instead of me just talking about drugs or chains and sex, murder, and all that like that. I like to go in different aspects. That's why I did Strap. That's why I did Underwater. You know what I mean? Even Bus Stop, it's a nice one for, you know, for the ladies and stuff like that. But, I got different, even the Neo joint, you know what I mean? It's like these are different topics instead of just all drug topics all day.
Did it take a long time for you to write, you know, and do the album? Or was it something that you was able to really fly through because you was...
I flew through the album, you know, as long as I got beats and I know what I'm going to use, definitely. If I'm locked down and I'm in the house, I could get ahead and do it. I knocked this album out really liking... like four or five months, yeah. But it was just that, you know, a few samples here, and then I messed around to get more beats coming, and you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So, you know, then I went on the road for a minute, and you know what I mean. So, but when, you know, I don't smoke weed no more, you know what I mean, and and you know, this is my first album without really on weed.
What was that like? Was that hard or easy?
You know, sometimes weed opens up the closed door, and music sounds better off of weed to me. I'm not advising nobody to get in and smoke weed and all that stuff like that. I'm not promoting that. But sometimes you do, you know, it do open up the closed door. You know what I mean? So I might be able to, when I take a hit of weed, catch the first couple of lines. But then with me, I would start forgetting, like, I just want to say this, what did I do? And I take all day and it makes me lazy. Plus, I'm a diabetic. So with the weed and the diabetes, it, like, made me mad, sluggish, and tired, not wanting to really get up and go do nothing. So I waste a lot of money on studio time and everything, not going to the studio, taking me, like, 18 months to do an album. You know what I mean? So this one, I seen, the how fast I was getting through it, you know what I mean? But not knowing for sure, like, is this really what I wanted? Like, because with weed, I probably came with a different approach on the album. So I don't know, is this the best way? Or that might have been the best way, you know what I mean? But I'm just doing how God just leads me to do.
Take me across her lap. She used to whip me with a strap when I was bad.
Picture me snotty nose sitting on my aunt's lap, the kid like 5 or 6. Double curse back, I got it from the older folks sitting in the living room. Everybody had cups, stylistics on boom. The men came down, Mac lighting all the up. Baby caught a contact, I'm trying to tie my sneaker up. I'm missing all the loops, strings going in the wrong hole. It feels like I'm wobbling, look at all these afros. Soon as I thought I was good, the joke's on me. Heard a voice, get in the room, I get angry. Stop my feet, catch a tantrum, spit, scream, that. Mama shake me real hard, then get the big head, that's called the belt. Help me as I yelled, I'm in the room like with mad whelps, ragged out, bad belt. Yes, a presence was felt, then get my black in the bed, it's time to crash out, pass out.
She used to whip me with a strap when I was bad. She used to whip me with a strap when I was
there. Despite the alcohol, I had a great old mama. She's famous for slaps and to this day she's honored. But when I was a little dude, her son was a little rude. I plucked the peas off my plate and poured juice in the nigga food. Get beat, then I run tell grandma. My mama hit me for no reason. She whipped me hard when I finished eating and felt the bell stinging. When I wet that bed, hit my drawers and start crying when she felt that bed. Caught another when I told her those the fake pro cads. I'm in the corner weaving and scheming trying to block my head. Nowadays kids don't get beat, they get big treats. Fresh pair of sneaks, punishments like have a seat. Back then when friends and neighbors would bust that bring it to your mama, yo, she got the switch and the stash. That's back-to-back beatings. Only went outside for free lunch with whelps on my legs still leaking, yo.
Take me across her lap. She used to whip me with a strap when I was bad.
Hey yo, what's up, y'all? It's Mr. Chalk, Almighty Roughnecks, world famous B Junkies, Fantastic Four. You know how I get down already. You know what it is. Right now, you're checking out Breakdown FM, all over your ear hole. This is how it goes down, y'all.
She used to whip me with a strap.
Yeah!
Breakdown FM. Breakdown FM.
Breakdown.
Your number one source for hip hop and politics. Breakdown FM.
Can't nobody else do what we do.
It seems like a lot of cats who've been in the game from your era, and I think Wu and you guys were like the last era before the whole industry changed, you know, we're talking about 93, 94, but it seems like a lot of cats from that era are now stepping back into the arena, whether it's MC Lyte doing her thing, or, you know, Chuck put out his album, and you guys, it seems like there's a certain maturity that comes to the game now, and hopefully people pick up that maturity and they can start to grow, because it seems like, you know, maybe you could tell me if you feel differently, but it seems like there's been a fear of seeing men be men in this industry. It seems like, nah, you all have to be kids and let's serve them kiddie stuff. And now we're seeing some men bring some adult maturity to the game.
Right. And that's peace right there, because that's what time is, because I can't keep, you know, when I hit 40 and all that, you know what I mean, in 38s and all that, like, keep on rhyming about crack, cocaine, and guns and murder and all that stuff like that. You know what I mean? It gotta be a time somewhere where you gotta get ahead and rhyme about, start talking about real life, man. Cause I think through our music, we can save the world through our music. I really believe that. You know what I mean? Because people listen to music more than we watch TV and anything else. When you're in the car, or even if you're selling your drugs, you got a Walkman, you got your radio with you. You know what I mean? Yeah, they love music. People love music. Shows, everything. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just feel that we need to, like, as we grow, like, yo, watch what we're saying and start getting a little bit more positive. Start dropping a lot more jewels. You know what I mean? To make a better world. But right now, we're caught up in the devil mentality where every day is like, yo, drugs, murder, this and that and the third. And it's like, it's not really amounting to nothing because I see these young boys coming up and they believe in what we telling them. You know what I mean? Like, over the records, they coming out singing, my gun is this or this big and that. Well, that's really not cool, G. You know what I mean? Get your education. Go to school and try to learn something. Get a trade, because this music is always going to be here. You're going to mess around and beat them dudes that somebody get locked up and do 25 years and come home and still see you on the same street corner. You know what I mean? So, I, that's like I told you earlier, that I want to start getting at these women and getting at these brothers too. Letting them know, like, yo, stop beating on your women. You know what I mean? Start, you know, being a father. Like, be, if you got kids, whatever. Like, you know, be there more often or whatever. And I'm trying to do that because I got kids too, but I don't get a chance to be there with them like that. You know what I mean? But I got, you know, even me making songs, writing songs, telling my kids I'm sorry. Because I know fathers go through that same thing with their children. And I know that these girls be out in clubs every week. You know what I mean? I don't care if you had sex with one nigga a month. That's 12 guys a year. You know what I mean? That's a lot. You know what I mean? I don't care if you cut it down and did half. You had six. You know what I mean? That's still a lot of guys throughout a year. But these girls don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, I got to start delivering the mail to them like that. And this is what I do, man. It's by the grace of God, man. You know what I mean? And that's it, man.
Well, you know, that's real talk to get ready to end on. I want to thank you, Ghostface. And just my last question as we get ready, because you got to go on the show. You know, speaking on that, you hooked up with M1 from Dead Prez and did a song. And a lot of people be like, Ghostface and M1?
Yeah.
You know, talk about the importance of and the significance of dealing, you know, of you guys hooking up like that.
Because that's my man, you know what I mean? We all, at the end of the day, we all stand for righteousness, you know what I mean? And and I know what we went through as a people and as black people coming into this world and where we've been at and how we was kidnapped and brought here and, you know, what's not right and what's right. You know what I mean? That's, at the end of the day, that's my brother. You know what I mean? And right or wrong, I gotta stand for him. You know what I mean? We stand for each other. You know what I mean? So I just want people to know that. You know what I mean? That everything is real. There's nothing fake about me. You know what I mean? What's right is right. I don't care if you're white, you're black, or whatever. You know what I mean? If you're real good in your heart and we see eye to eye, then, yo, we could go ahead and we could hold hands. We could walk. We could make it to the promised land. You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of people appreciate seeing that. You know, seeing what would appear on the surface to be two different spectrums come together and show that commonality. Well, we've been talking with Ghostface, man. We appreciate it. Fish Scales is the album. Any last comments before we go?
Go do the knives. Go check the album out. And, you know, we got big things coming, man. Just big things to be here, you know. The Fish Scales in stores, and that's what it is. Go, you know, it's like a new glass of water to the people for hip hop. That's
all. I've been
all.
Up and I've been down till you help me put my feet on solid ground. I've been rich and I've been poor till you showed me that there's so much more.
Look, hey yo, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm beating they odds, beating they charts and graphs, and we're beating their guard. And I'm not the only one. See, the drama is common. Ask my homie what he been through when he started bombing. He said, don't push me. I done pushed crack cocaine and I done pushed dope in my vein. I done sold it to my main man, moms, who was horrible. The things we do in pursuit of the loot, ghetto currency. We was trading food stamps, 7 for 10, so I could chip in on the sack with my man. Ghetto clinics give dirty abortions, and then evil scientists pass out pills and cut foreskin. Cut off like orphans and group homes, lost in the system, foster care victims, wars of the state. The more they take, the more they make. We tiptoeing through a pit of snakes. Oh wait.
junkies like bastards and get mil stacks every time the camera flashes.
Yeah. I've been up and I've been down.
Sure enough.
Till you help me put my feet on solid
right
ground.
Here.
I've been rich
yep.
and
yep.
I've been poor.
Been there too.
Till you showed me that there's so much more.
I've been cuffed and stuffed, enough is enough. I'm supposed to been gone, so I'm calling they bluff. Been at gunpoint, heart boom, 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 boom. Been running for my life, yo, I knew it was doomed. Since I've been alive, I've been hearing these lies. Been gone, been back, while my homeboys died. I've been in crack house raids, packing the gauge. I've been from braids to dreads and dreads to fades. I've been a music junkie since back in the day. Been waking up the prince, went to bed with maids. I've been through the court, looked the judge in his eye. Been through the worst days when I wanted to die. I've been half that gray, slinging the gate. Mix it with hay, wait till the break of day. Been to Botswana, felt the sun on my skin. Been to Germany, don't wanna do it again, again.
I've been talked about and I've been stoned.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake
I've
it off.
Been praised and I've been adored.
Let it go to your head, though.
I've met all kinds, traveled over this world.
Coming soon.
Still your love turned me into a different girl. Something in the way you make me feel.
Damn, it feel good to be alive.
Feel.
No matter what, we survive.
Feel.
Gonna ride.
Tell you, baby, something in the way you make me feel.
Damn, it feel good to be alive.
Feel.
No matter what they do, we still survive.
Feel.
Breakdown FM, fresh for the new millennium.
You suckers, 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 suckers.
Yeah. What's the deal? What's the deal, y'all? I need y'all to get the buckle up one time. Fasten your seatbelts. I'ma take y'all some real steer or know what time it is. You know what I mean? It's real mother. Yeah. You know? Yo, making moves back and forth uptown. $60 plus toll is the cafe. Wintertime bubble goose, goose, clouds of smoke. Music glassing in the A-Rag beat. Whip smelling like fish for 125th. Throwing ketchup on my fries, hitting baseballs. Backseat with my leg on stick. Push the fucking seat up. Tartar sauce on my S-back. Jake Sprocks is late while I'm popping it. So ready for war. Got the call of Cuban guys. Got the Montana pulled in front of the store. Made my usual check. Safety off. Come on, Frank. The moment is here. Take your fucking hood off. And tell the driver to stay put. Leaking with ups on the block. They shook. Most of them won't look. They're frightened. They know crooks. They're fucked up. They own jokes. Look out for Jackson 5-0. Straight ahead to the doorway. See that lady with the shopping cart. She keep a peacock in the hallway. Damn, she look pretty old gold. She work for Kevin. She bout 77. She pay the dues when she bumps his brother-in-law at his boss's wedding. Flew to Venezuela quickly when the big fed stepped in. 3 o'clock, watch the kids. Third floor, last door. You look paranoid. That's why I can't jokes with you. Why? Why you behind me, Larry? Shaky dog stuttering. When you got the bigger on you. You's a crazy motherfucker. Small hoodie dude, hilarious smooth. You want some curly mo, Larry? Straight path, Krispy Kreme. Empty out, jail time, you going carry it. Matter of fact, all the cash, I'ma carry it. Stash it in jelly and break it down at the Marriott. This is the spot, yo, son. You got these mighty goons on the couch watching Sanford and Son. Passing they rum, fried plantains and rice. Big round onions on the T-bone steak. My stomach growling, yo, I want some. Hold on, somebody's coming, get behind me, knock at the door. Act like you're sticking me up, put the juice in my face. Push me in quickly when the bitch open up. Remember, you don't know me, blast him if he reach for his. Yo, who goes there? Tony. Tony, 1 second, homie, no matter. Rain, sleet, or snow, you know you supposed to phone me. Off came the latch. Frank pushed me into the door flew open. Dude had his mouth open, frozen, stood still with his heat bulging. Told him, freeze, lay the f*** down and enjoy the moment. Frank smashed his ass, slapped him, asked him where the cash. And get the smoke in you fast. His wife stood up speaking in Spanish. Big holding the cannon, ran in the kitchen, threw a shot, then kicking the 4-5th. Broke the bull in the wrist and she dropped the heat. Give him the but the p*** wouldn't listen. talk the visions, they ain't grazed my ear. Killed that bitch on hit, ran to the back room, but first Frank put two holes in the door, man, sad soon. The in the vacuum, got to the bathroom, faced his bad moves.